Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Blair Johnson visited with us yesterday to tell us her family's perspective, and she joins us again on WGN. Blair, this is John. Welcome back to Chicago. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back again today, John.
We saw your video and reached out to you. Yesterday, you were kind enough to give us some of your time. Whereabouts in Houston do you live? Can you give me some sort of north, south, east, west perspective, Blair?
Yes, I live in the what's called the west side of Texas. We actually have three circles around our city. One is the 610, which would be kind of like the loop in Chicago. And then we have an outer loop called Beltway 8, and then we have a further outer loop from that. I live near the Beltway 8, which is called the west side.
Can you tell us how much rain you personally have received? I saw numbers anywhere from, you know, about 24 inches today. How much rain have you received?
I don't have a gauge here at my home. I did see earlier today at Bush International, which would be kind of the equivalent of O'Hare up there, 29.02 inches. And Houston Hobby, which would be like Midway, has 28.35 inches. And we're still expecting anywhere from 5 to 12 inches more over the next day.
Is it raining right now?
It is. I'm very happy to say it is sprinkling at my house, which is a good sign because that allows a little bit of a breather to have some of the water drain. But we are still expecting more. We've got another big band of rain coming. Another one of those arms went back over the Gulf and is dumping more rain on us today.
Yeah, you and I talked about this yesterday, and I noticed that one of the CBS meteorologists said that the remains of the hurricane still have these arms. They still rotate out into the Gulf, pick up moisture, and then, like arms, just pull it back in, like gathering buckets of water to drop on you all. And you said that seemed apt, huh?
Yes, yes, that is a very good description.
Yeah. Indeed. So, any news just from your own perspective in the last 24 hours, how you, your family, or friends either are dealing with it or what you've personally observed, Blair?
Absolutely. They are doing some area evacuations. They are still saying to shelter in place. Mayor Sylvester Turner came on again today. People keep asking about why we did not evacuate. Wanted everybody to know that we have 6.5 million people in Houston, and logistically getting those people out on the roads, it's a nightmare. And imagine having to evacuate everyone in Chicago all at the same time. It's just, like I said, logistically it would be worse and cause more harm to people, we think, than staying at home. And what he suggested has worked. The nervous thing for us is that if you've seen that they are releasing water from the reservoirs in a controlled manner in order to not have them break or spill over, that is relatively close to my neighborhood. And by relatively close in Houston, anything under 30 minutes is relatively close. So we are keeping an eye on that and seeing where that water is going to flow. Because, again, the bayous are filled, and hoping to get some of that with this little bit of rain let up so that they can flow out. It's nerve-wracking. I mean, the statistics that are coming in from the storm are just mind-boggling. We have the NRG Stadium, which is where the Houston Texans play, and the 26 inches of rain in Houston is equivalent to filling that stadium 382,384 times. I mean, it's that astronomical here.
Yeah, the 11 trillion gallons of water, I'm not sure helps, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that actually does anybody any good. I must tell you, Blair, when they were reporting that you should write your name and Social Security number on your forearm if you haven't evacuated was a little hyperbolic. It just seemed to me like that's not really that useful a piece of information. It only scares people.
I think so. You know, that they mentioned that during the Katrina, and I think some people in the lower areas closer to the coast and further down south where the hurricane actually hit, you have to go with that's not a bad idea because you just never know how the water is going to react, and it's a powerful, powerful force. So if I was had been closer to the coast, I think I would have done it myself personally.
Yeah, interesting. Do you have a basement, Blair, in your home? Do people in your neighborhood have basements?
We do not have basements here in Houston because of the fact that, you know, we're so close to sea level. We're only 35 feet above sea level here. So basements aren't really a thing here. We have attics, but no basements. Only a few places do have the basement.
Yeah. One of the counties tweeted in your area today that the levee has been breached and you should get out of the way. I think that was how they put it. You just mentioned a moment ago that you're sort of nervous about that. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Yes, and I heard a little bit about when I was on hold, hearing some of the fake news and fake pictures and seeing the shark go down the middle of the street. We saw a picture of Houston Hobby underwater. It was not true. So we are absolutely watching the news to find out what is true because we are seeing that some things are getting put out there that are not true. So the best thing that we're doing is just keeping a watch on the actual news and getting reports directly from them and not relying all on social media. But yes, there is a chance that some of this could break. I don't know if that is true or not. Mm-hmm. I did that post, though, and it makes you kind of go, okay, let me flip back on the news. Let me see what's going on.
Yeah, no kidding. So are you listening to radio or watching your TV over there constantly?
Oh, yes, constantly. We are monitoring both the radio and the TV.
I have a weather app on my phone, and I've added Houston to the cities that I follow. And the probability of rain for Houston, according to my phone anyway, says 100% through tomorrow morning. But by Friday, I see sun and clouds in your future. I don't know what you would give for a few days of sunshine.
I will be dancing out in the street when the sun comes out, I can tell you that.
Swimming out in the street. So is your street dry? Can you walk out and get your mail? Is mail being delivered where you live?
No mail has been delivered, and I don't think that it will be delivered until at least, I would say earliest tomorrow, probably Thursday. My neighborhood, my streets are not dry, but it is, like I said, it is just sprinkling out there. So
they're
it is,
passable. So while you describe where you live as being a little outside of the downtown area, so stores are, like you can get gas, you can go to stores, the shelves are stocked, that sort of thing?
We have had a few reports that some of the grocery stores and gas stations are open, but Sylvester Turner, again, our mayor, is suggesting to stay off the streets in order for emergency personnel to be able to access where they need to be, when they need to be there. Some of the local stores here, the HEB, Kroger, Randall's, have all been putting out that which stores are closed and which ones are open. I know that the Whole Foods up the street from me, they have said that they are open, but there is a line waiting outside to get in. They're only letting a few people in at a time, and when somebody leaves, they'll let the next person in to kind of keep that controlled because the supply trucks can't get here either.
Yeah, the logistics of this, I'm sure, just staggering. And I could see if it wasn't a necessity, you might say at a mattress store, I don't know, something, you'd decide we're just not going to deliver there this week or for the next couple. But if you're a grocery store, not only do you have perishables, but you want to get them in. People need to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple questions for my listeners. Do you mind if we just put on a couple of calls for you as well, Blair?
Absolutely.
By the way, you said that you lived up by Wrigley. What street did you used to live on when you were in Chicago?
We live near Clark and Belmont.
I live near Clark and Belmont. You and I are kindred spirits now, yeah.
Ah, well, you'll appreciate the fact that we named our dog Wrigley.
Well, we noticed that on Facebook, and I when we saw that, I thought, I'll bet she's got a Chicago connection, or my producer, Elif, said as much. So
yes, we do. We adopted him on opening day, and since the Cubs won the World Series, we honored our new adoptee dog with the name Wrigley. So,
Gene has a question for you on line one. Gene, or a comment, you're on WGN. Hi, Gene.
Hi. Yes, I had a question. Is this going to, you know, I don't know the whole area of Houston that's flooded. I assume it's almost all of it. But is this going to be like a Katrina after effect that the poorest of the Houston population lives in the highest level of flood areas that will recover slower and have more problems with insurance and those kinds of things? Or is this completely different than the income and the culture of New Orleans when
yeah.
that dam broke?
It's an interesting question. What are you hearing or thinking about that, Blair?
Great question. I will say we have areas that have multi-million dollar homes being affected by this, and we have, you know, some that are more of the that kind of area similar to the Katrina. Every area in Houston is being affected by this. It does not matter the level of income or size of the house. Every area is being affected by this.
Yeah, thanks for the call. And, you know, what happens sometimes here, as you may recall in Illinois, people live near the rivers. And when the rivers swell up, then people's homes flood, and it's terrible for them. In fact, it's been worse this year than it has been in many years, although not anything like what you're going through. The point is, the question sometimes gets asked, well, why do you live there then if you know it's prone to flooding? But that's not what's happening in Houston, right? That everybody is equally susceptible. It's not like anybody made a bad decision to live in a particular area, huh?
Right, right. And we don't get, it's not a annual occurrence that we get this kind of rainfall from a tropical storm. A direct hit hurricane, they say about once every 20 years, a tropical storm maybe every 5 to 8 years. And we did actually not get hit directly by Harvey. This is the after effects of Harvey and the tropical storm.
Yeah, so I understand. Joel Osteen's been taking a lot of heat across the country, maybe unfairly, for how quickly he didn't open up his church, maybe fairly. I'm trying to process that here. What are you hearing or thinking about that down there?
Great question. There has been a lot of social media input on that. The area around that, the area that where his church is, used to be the basketball stadium, and it is. You go into that and go down the stairs to where the church is. So the potential for it to flood is still there. The roads around it could still be flooded. So again, it's a safety issue over a. It might be more difficult for people to get there and be in more harm's way to get there, and then it flood, and then we'd have to displace those people again. So, again, there's a whole lot of people that know a lot more about it than we do, and we all have our opinions about it. But my thought on that is he didn't open it for a good reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just following it from many more miles away than you. I watch him on TV. I think he's terrific. And that he's super, super rich kind of doesn't help his case here. But one thing is for sure, and that is he's right now the object of a social media storm. And once that hits, you can't beat it back. Now, some people deserve it, some people don't, but it is what it is. He is going to have a hard time recovering, particularly since he also said that we will certainly open our church just as soon as all the emergency shelters are at capacity. Instead of saying, we'll open our arms right now, he said, we'll wait until every other option is full. That was probably not the best play for him on that.
Yes, and again, it's a hard call to make with not knowing where the waters are going to flow and how they're going to flow, because that church is in an area where some of the expressways can and usually are underwater. So, again, I'm sure he had a lot more information and made the call. How he worded it may or may not have been the best, but I have to believe that there's a reason he has not opened his church yet.
Yeah. Stay right there, Blair, if you don't mind, for just one more moment. I've got a couple more calls for you. And forget Joel Osteen for a second. Let's talk a little bit about the government's response, state, local, federal. What are you all hearing? What are you all seeing in Houston, Texas? Blair Johnson, formerly of the Chicago area, up by Wrigley, is a resident there and has been for years. So we've been reaching out to her the last couple of days. If you want to be part of the conversation, we're visiting with Blair Johnson, former Chicagoan, lives in Houston now. Last couple days, she's been kind enough to give us some of her time and observations about what's been going on down there. Blair, I'm going to just throw a couple more calls on with you. Is there anything else, though, you want to convey to us just about how things are going generally, or anything you'd like people to know about the situation in Houston?
One thing I want to mention before we get off, and I'm happy to answer some more questions, is people are asking how they can help, and I do have a couple of things to share with that? We can do that now or after the questions?
Yeah, let's do that after the questions. Get a number two pencil and a clean piece of paper ready if you want to write some of these down. A little later on, I'm going to visit with a representative here from the Salvation Army. Major Dahlberg's going to come on with me once again. So we'll certainly ring the bell for the Army, but we'll hear what you've got too, okay, Blair?
Great, thank you.
Let's talk to Tom. You're on WGN. Tom, what can we do for you?
Hi there. She is an excellent reporter.
Isn't she, though? I was thinking, we got to put her on payroll. Go ahead, Tom. You're on the air.
When you said that all neighborhoods are affected, I haven't seen any reporting on the Bush family. Are they affected by this at all?
They probably are. I have not seen an actual report on that as well. But, again, you know, water doesn't discriminate. It's going everywhere and anywhere, and not sure what the elevation is of their area, but if they are where I believe they are, then there's a big possibility that they're going to be affected by this. Yeah,
I think that's well put. Tom, thank you for the question, and it just leads me real quick to, so what's the general attitude, yours or what you're sensing about the government response, state, local, and federal?
I would say that we are getting a great response. They have been above and beyond giving us information as often as we have. I know FEMA's here. We've reached out for help for FEMA. They had a report this morning that they're getting more supplies to us. I understand the president is in town today and haven't seen any reports on that, but I know he's here. So far, we've got people from Louisiana. I think the Cajun Navy has come in.
Yeah, right.
Other forces come in to help us. The National Guard is here. So all in all, I would applaud the response that we are getting here.
I'm really glad to hear you say that. I'm glad to hear you say that. Yeah. I mean, it's tempting for any of us who have an axe to grind to be critical of, you know, the government for not doing enough to help the people or, you know, doing too much. It's kind of hard to gauge. Nobody's going to say they're doing too much, but I know that some of the positions that the president needs to fill have not been filled, and even Fox News came out and said that this is an instance where we need government to be able to respond. Big government needs to be able to respond, and the president would have been wise to fill some vacant posts before the hurricane hit. But that's water under the bridge right now. So far, you say you all are happy to see what you do, right?
Yes. I saw this morning that we've rescued 3,500 people. We have opened shelters, and there are 17,000 people in shelters. Our first responders have been amazing, working nonstop, and seeing the stories of, even beyond the first responders, the people helping people, no matter race, religion, creed, ethnic, everything,
yeah, or
just getting in boats and helping one another, helping their neighbors that they may not have ever met before. So seeing those kind of heartwarming stories are, you know, makes my heart just swell to see that there are people out there. But, you know, I want to caution that we also want to be safe. Just don't go out there and try to rescue and put yourself in harm's way either.
Are you hearing that the shelters have been relatively safe too?
Yes. Everybody, from what I understand, has been on very good behavior. I've heard only a couple reports of looting, which is a shame, but relatively small considering what could be going on.
Yeah, sure. I mean, everything's abandoned. John says, this texter, if someone's in an area that's not flooded, like my daughter, they still can't get around with all the flooding surrounding them. My daughter's been in her apartment since Friday, says Christine. I'll bet you can relate to that, huh?
Yes. There have been many places, and not to make light of the situation. Some people, though, you know, find humor to help kind of relieve some tension. A couple people have tweeted, you know, I've always wanted my own private island. This isn't what I was thinking.
Yeah, right.
Or lakefront property, and it's true. And again, I'm not making light of the situation, but I know when I get nervous, I make a joke, and just to kind of alleviate some tension. And there are a lot of people that are safe in their homes but cannot get out of their neighborhood.
Live from Houston, Blair Johnson. Blair, thanks for your time again. Listen, I have to pause for the news. Let's take down the information you have about ways you think our audience can help. We'll write it down. I'm going to repeat it right after the news, and we'll let you go for now. But stay on hold and give that information to Elif, okay?
Terrific. Thank you so much.
Blair Johnson, formerly of the Wrigleyville area, Lakeview, is now a resident in Houston. Steve Bertrand is a resident in the newsroom. He's got that next.